Oh, man. It just doesn't stop.
They come to me. He's a great one. Who comes to you? Well, the millions. The millions of my fans, they come to me and they say, "Great one, why was there not a podcast on Monday? And why is today's podcast coming out so late?" Well, it's because the Great One has been busy. I've been down in my mom's basement leveling up to 343rd level MGTOW. I've been fucking doing shit, guys. Some of us work for a fucking living. Fuck you. And, unlike half the fucking men in Hollywood, I'm not on a leave of absence for touching women. Oh, you scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space, this ain't it. You can shove your opinions up your ass, though either Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Welcome, friends and enemies, to Stating the Obvious Podcast. Today is the 22nd of November in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. Still no fucking wall. It doesn't look to me like the swamp has been drained yet. Looks pretty fucking swampy up there in the fucking direction of Washington, D.C. But nonetheless, this is the cruise missile of my intellect, the home zen on it. Stephen motherfucking status all around the world. Yes, smack it down it today. And I'm going to talk about work. Oh, we're going to talk about work. We're going to talk about work. We're going to talk about stuff. Hi, what's up, y'all? I am the Great One. And another one gets mowed down. I mean, it doesn't stop. I only know about this because I get the stupid little things from the Twitterverse. This guy, I don't know who this guy is, Toy Story director takes leave of absence after misconduct allegations. John Lasseter, the creative force behind Walt Disney Animation and Pixar, is taking a six-month leave of absence from the company amid charges of sexual misconduct published by The Hollywood Reporter. This guy looks like there is zero testosterone in his body. Oh, God. It's almost hard to believe that he has been touching women or something like that, because I don't think anyone with this much estrogen ladenness could touch a fucking woman. But what do I know? Blah, blah, blah. John Lasseter in a memo to his staff. Quote, "I deeply apologize if I have let you down. I especially want to apologize to anyone who has ever been on the receiving end of an unwanted hug or any other gesture they felt crossed the line in any way, shape, or form," unquote. My God, what a pussy. Sources say some women at Pixar knew to turn their heads quickly when encountering him to avoid his kisses. Some used a move they called the Lasseter to prevent their boss from putting his hands on their legs. A longtime insider says he saw a woman seated next to Lasseter in a meeting that occurred more than 15 years ago. Quote, "She was bent over and had her arm across her thigh," he said. "The best I can describe it as is a defensive posture. John had his hand on her knee, though, moving around. After that encounter, this person asked the woman about what he had seen. She said it was unfortunate for her to wear a skirt that day, and if she didn't have her hand on her own right leg, his hand would have traveled." There's a reason why women shouldn't be allowed in the workplace. Once again, are you girls? Are you agents or are you objects? Do you have agency or not? So you're sitting there at work and the guy next to you puts his hand on your fucking leg and you have to, well, we came up with all these defensive maneuvers where we contort our body and block him from slight. Why don't you just turn to him and say, "Hey, take your hand off my leg?" This is why the Great One is not going to treat you like adults. This is why the Great One believes women are property. This is the reason. I'm sure he did these things. He's a fucking soy boy. He's a leftist. He voted for Hillary Clinton. No, I didn't type that into Google to find out. I can promise you he didn't vote for Donald Trump. Okay? He's a feminist. He's a femicimp. He's a leftist. He's a statist. And he's running around putting his hands on the women who work for him because he can't get any fucking pussy anywhere else, which is going to be even funnier as this podcast goes by and I start telling you some stories. You'll find out why. Just stick with me. The irony here is going to be hilarious. And it just keeps coming. And all these women, they just can't say no. They're strong. They're independent. Here's the thing. How many people in Hollywood have now been accused of raping women and harassing women and all this other shit and casting couches and all this stuff? Here's my question. At the point, is there any woman, can you name one woman in Hollywood who did not get her job by doing sexual favors for a man? Because at this point, every woman out there who's ever gotten a role in a movie at this point has come forth and said that some man somewhere fucking harassed her. Is there any woman who's ever gotten cast in a movie based on nothing other than her actual fucking acting talent? Has that ever happened? Or do all of you women in Hollywood only have jobs because you are willing to let rich, powerful men sexually harass you? But you're all strong and independent. Somewhere on the interwebs, I don't remember where, I think I ran across this while I was Googling for Supergirl pictures. Apparently, I say apparently because I've never seen it, apparently there is, hang on, I got to close the email because I just talked about that. I don't need this fucking email anymore. I need to not get distracted. Oh, wait. God damn it. See, I'm getting distracted. Did that go? No, okay. Never mind. Go away. Go away. Shoo, shoo, go away. What was I talking about? God damn it. Supergirl! Yes. There's a Supergirl television series right now, live action TV series. No, I've never seen it. And I'm sure I won't, because I'm sure it's SJWE as hell. Anyhow, I came across this because apparently the person who produces some other, I don't know, I think he produces Supergirl also, but in the article it said he produces The Arrow and The Flash and something else, and the girl who stars in Supergirl was talking about him. Apparently now women are saying he has sexually harassed them. I mean, is there any fucking woman that has an acting role in movies or television, or is there any woman out there who works at a fucking movie or television studio that hasn't been sexually harassed? Are there any of you out there who got your job via merit as opposed to having the job simply because whenever a man wants to touch you, you're too fucking stupid to just tell him to stop because you're an object, not an agent? This is why many of you may think the Great One is joking about this shit. No, this is my point. Women should not own property. They are property. A woman, and all this shit, they can't shut the fuck up about my body, my choice. But you touch a fucking woman, she can't even just say, take your hand off me. Why is that so fucking difficult for you bimbos? And yet you think you're equal to me. Great One, are you drinking a martini? Yes, I am drinking a martini. Everybody stand by. I saw a link over on Clary's website, captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. Came out in the last couple of days and followed it. He links to a poll where 28% of women between that were polled. Once again, we all know how the great one feels about opinion polls. But regardless of the invalidity of opinion polls when you're trying to apply it to the entire population, because I don't know how many people were in this opinion poll. I don't know where the opinion poll was conducted, how it was conducted, all that other good shit. I may look into it when I delve a little deeper into it. But according to this opinion poll, 28% of the women they sampled between the ages of 18 and 24 regard being winked at as always or most often sexual harassment. Winking. If I am looking at you and you are a female and you have a vagina, because there's females who don't anymore, because remember, you can just be whatever gender you want. You can just wake up in the morning and decide, you know, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm an attack helicopter, I'm a raptor, I'm a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You can be just whatever the fuck you want, because everybody has their own unique gender and it just changes whenever you feel like it should change. If you think you're a woman right now in this particular moment and my face is turned in your direction and I close one of my eyes and my other eye stays open, I have just sexually harassed you. This is where we are. And this is why I have no sympathy for the millennial females. When they get dumped and pumped, I have no sympathy. I have no sympathy for anyone, but I have less and less sympathy as all of this rolls on, as the Hollywood left cannibalizes itself, as all of these women turn on all of these faggoty beta male soy boys who have been femisimps for their entire lives and fucking tweeted hashtag he for she and all this other shit, and now suddenly all of these women are turning on them and cannibalizing them. It is fucking wonderful. I have notes somewhere. What do I do with them? It's busy season for the Great One over at the event company. That's why you haven't heard from me, and that's why you're not going to hear from me a lot in the future. Next couple of weeks, I don't know, I'm going to try to get ahead on the podcasting. I got a few days off to try to catch up, but I got to do some photography shit with this hot chick. And then I got to have a little bit of a life. I'm going out with a friend of mine tonight. Whatever the fuck is going on here. And yeah, stuff. Then I'll be working my ass off and shenanigans and things. So yeah, I'm going to try to get some episodes recorded. You might get some repeats in there. Just deal with it. Let's talk about, let me bitch about the job. Let's talk about women in the workplace. Let's follow up on this. Also, I came to the conclusion that in order to help clarify things going in the future, I need to come up with code names for different things, such as, for example, in the book. What was the name of that book? I already forgot. It's the one I just talked about. The one about HubSpot, the HubSpotty one, the one where we learned 1 + 1 = 3. He came up with different code names for people, right? Like Spinner. Her name isn't really Spinner. He just calls her Spinner and all this other stuff. So I'm thinking I got to come up with code names for the places I work and the people I work with so I can tell my stories with a little more fluidity. And I came up with the code name for the event company I work for is going to be Weyland-Yutani. I think it's kind of fitting. For those of you who don't know what Weyland-Yutani is, there's a thing called Google. So the owner of Weyland-Yutani is going to be called Dallas, after, of course, Captain Dallas in the movie Alien. Now, I'm going to code name everybody after characters from the movie Alien. Except me, I don't need a code name because I am the Great One himself. So we got Captain Dallas over at Weyland-Yutani. Every year, at this time of the year, we need duct tape. We know this. Okay, but and Great One, why are you telling us how much your job sucks? We don't care. Okay, number one, because this is therapy for me. Number two, for those of you out there who are young and you think, well, no, shitty jobs only happen to other people. When I get to go to college and get my fucking liberal arts degree and get a job, my life is going to be... No, all jobs suck, okay? This is actual, all in all, this is a really good job. I still have to deal with stupid shit. So here we go. Every fucking year, right about this time, Weyland-Yutani needs duct tape. We have to order the fucking duct tape. The 3-inch wide duct tape. Last couple of years, I've ordered the fucking duct tape. We never get it to the last goddamn minute. So I'm like, goddammit, it always fucking, it's a pain in the ass. It doesn't show up in time. We have to pay a shit ton of money for fucking overnight shipping and all this other crap. So this year, I said, great one. This year, you're going to fucking order the duct tape a month early. You're going to be all over it. We're going to have the duct tape. There's going to be no overnight shipping charges, all this other happy horse shit. So I go to Captain Dallas and I say, Dallas, I'm going to order the duct tape early. And Dallas says, oh, I found duct tape cheaper over at this other place. So I'm going to order it from there. Okay, great. One less thing I have to do. Fantastic. All right, fine. You got it. We're set. Yesterday, the day before Thanksgiving. Now, we need the duct tape on Tuesday. Okay? It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday evening. We need the duct tape in 1 week. Thanksgiving is on Thursday. Captain Dallas says unto the Great One, hey, I couldn't find any 3-inch duct tape. Pause. I'm waiting. Yeah, I just want to see what's going to happen. So then I say, well, Captain Dallas, would you like me to order some 3-inch duct tape? What I didn't say is, or would you like to fuck around a little bit fucking longer so that we don't get the shit in time for us to need it? And Captain Dallas says, yeah, why don't you go ahead and order 3-inch duct tape? I said, God fucking damn it. And this is the problem. This goes back to, you don't rely on other people. The whole kick, there is no fucking cloud. There is only other people's computers. You don't rely on other people. I'm supposed to go do this photo shoot with this model in Denver over the weekend after Thanksgiving. She sends me an email day before yesterday. Well, here's my list of all the places I want to go, and a lot of them are like indoors and stuff like that. Should we contact somebody to get permission to go in there and do photography? And I'm like, yes. This is why I asked you for a list of places you wanted to go 2 fucking weeks ago. And yes, you need to contact these places and get permission for us to go in there and do photography. And you need to not be trying to do that because it's Thanksgiving. Everybody who can give you permission is on motherfucking vacation. Do you people have any fucking awareness that the rest of the planet Earth is going to do this thing called Thanksgiving? All right, not the great one. Thanksgiving is a holiday that celebrates the oppression of the indigenous people by the evil white invaders. Okay, fuck you. All the people who are normal are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. They're going to be at home, you know, with their families and their friends and shit like that. And they don't want to be bothered with you contacting them at the last minute, trying to get permission to go in their building and take a fucking photo, or trying to get some fucking 3-inch duct tape. You should have done that shit last fucking week. Did any of you people out there have any fucking awareness that other humans exist for any purpose other than to just serve you? Did you know that other people are like their own fucking entities? And they do shit? And if you want things from them, like permission to take pictures in their building or 3-inch duct tape, you should contact them ahead of time and give them adequate time to respond to your request and not fucking harass them the fucking day before Thanksgiving. Which is now what I'm doing, emailing the duct tape company the day before Thanksgiving, going, hey, I need a fucking case of 3-inch duct tape, and I gotta have it by Tuesday. And it takes 48 hours to make the goddamn 3-inch duct tape, because they have to cut it at 3 inches from the fucking spool, because it's a non-standard fucking size. But no, we're over at Weyland-Yutani, Captain Dallas has no consideration for other humans. Fuck other people. You're just supposed to drop what you're doing whenever he fucking wants you to. Speaking of Weyland-Yutani, speaking of why women shouldn't be in the workplace, what has the Great One told you? The Great One has come to you on this podcast. The Great One has said, fundamental difference between men and women. Men go to work in order to make money so they can leave work and do things they enjoy doing with people they enjoy being with. Women go to work in order to do things they enjoy with people they enjoy being with. Women regard work as a social activity. It's a place they go to have fun and hang out with their friends. Men regard work as a necessary evil. It's a place we go in order to get money so that we can do the things we really care about with the people we love. Okay, this time of year, over at Weyland-Yutani, we typically hire a person to sit at the front desk. Because Captain Dallas is sexist, yes, he voted for Hillary Clinton, yes, he's a liberal, yes, he's a Democrat, he's sexist. He always hires a woman for this job because apparently a man can't sit at the desk and answer the phone and do emails. The purpose of this position, we hire this person for about a month and a half, and this is what they do. They sit at the front desk, the phone rings, they answer the phone, packages are showing up because this is the time of year we have all this stuff that's shipping to our location for all the stuff we do in December. And it's all showing up at the same time we're off doing the stuff, such as, for example, 3-inch duct tape. Because you see, we never order anything in advance. Like right now, I can tell you, next December 2018, we are going to need 24 rolls of 3-inch duct tape. I know that for a fact right now. But you see, we're not going to order it until the day before Thanksgiving next year, because God's fucking forbid that we do anything in advance, because that's just not how Weyland-Yutani works. At Weyland-Yutani, we love paying for overnight shipping charges. God forbid we should fucking do anything in advance. God fucking forbid we should think ahead. We can't do that. So we have to have somebody sitting at the front desk at the office to sign for all the packages coming in, because none of us are there. We're gone. We're out at various locations in a couple of different cities doing shit tons worth of work. For those of you who have been around less than a year, you will be hearing about it. For those of you who have been here, you know that this is the time when I work 110-hour work weeks. This is the time when I work shifts that are 32 hours long without sleeping. Okay, this is when all of this happens. Because Captain Dallas is a sexist, he only hires women to do this job. So here's the job. The job is for 8 hours. You sit. My words are starting to malfunction. You sit in a climate-controlled office, in a chair, at a desk, with an internet connection. You answer the phone when it rings. You send a few emails from the company email account. You follow up some stuff. Hey, we call you and say, hey, can you find out where this shipment is? Call FedEx, ask them what's going on, blah, blah. And you sign for packages. Out of an 8-hour day, you probably work about 2 hours. The other 6 hours, you can pretty much do anything you want as long as you're in the office and conscious. You do your homework, you can read a book, you can write a book, you can surf the internet, you can record your podcast. I would love this job. I could sit, you know how many podcasts I could knock out? Holy God Almighty. So they went to the trouble of interviewing women, women only, because sexism, because we can't give the job to anybody with a penis, apparently. Interviewed all these chicks. Okay, by all, I mean two. Great one. Don't exaggerate. Don't fucking exaggerate. Actually, he's not even Captain Dallas. You know who interviews them? Captain Dallas's wife. And one of them was not attractive at all. The other one kind of been fuckable. And I was like, okay, she's not getting the job. Because another rule of women is that women... Okay, here's another difference about men and women in the workplace. Women do not hire women who are better looking than they are. Because a woman views a woman who's better looking than her as competition. And we know that women hate competition, right? Women hate other women. It's just a fact. Men in the workplace do not hire men who are smarter than they are, because men view men who are smarter than them as competition. So Captain Dallas's wife is interviewing the women. One of them is not any even remotely attractive. The other one is mildly doable. So I'm like, well, the mildly doable one certainly isn't going to get the job, because I would try to bang that. Great one. Weren't you just talking about how people aren't supposed to fucking have sex with people they work with? Yes, but there's always an exception for me. For whom do the bells tell? They interview the two chicks, and I'm sitting around, and I'm like, nobody is... So then Captain Dallas comes out and announces, well, we're going to be hiring this woman. We made her an offer. She's going to sit up at the front desk, and you guys are going to have to watch what you say, because you can't use bad language around her. And I'm going, oh yes, because women are agents, not objects. I mean, no wait, they're objects, not agents. Because we use bad language all the time, but now that a woman has showed up, we have to change what we're doing in order to satisfy her, because of course it's our responsibility to manage. Jesus. This is my own phrases. I can't even remember them. It is our responsibility to manage her emotions for her, because of course women are equal to men and can't be exposed to bad language like men can, because they're so equal and so strong and independent. All right, so fine. So this announcement is, and like, I really give a shit. I mean, the beautiful thing about working for Weyland-Yutani is that you can fire me anytime you want, but you're not going to, because I'm not irreplaceable, but I am irreplaceable short term. That's the great thing about it. Everybody's replaceable, but replacing me would take a little while. And given the fact that Captain Dallas completely fucking sucks at hiring, which we'll talk about in a minute, the odds of him replacing me with anyone who's even half as competent as I am are fucking zero, because the pay is so fucking low and the hours are so screwy and everything else, yada, yada, yada. Okay, hold on, martini time. Time goes by, and I notice there's nobody at the front desk, even though I was told we are hiring some woman to sit up there and do this job that can only be done by women because of sexism. By the way, how many of you men out there are sitting there going, wait a minute, how much does this job pay? You're telling me I can sit there for 8 hours a day, work 2 hours a day, and do whatever I want the other 6 hours a day? How many of you guys out there are going right now sitting there thinking, how can I get that job? Because I want that job. And you probably do also. I notice there's nobody at the front desk. I say, hey, Captain Dallas, what happened to this person we are going to hire? He says, well, none of the women we interviewed wanted the job. I'm like, oh, why not? He said, well, when they found out that they would be here by themselves, they didn't want the job. Oh, so you see, women didn't want the job because they would be here in the office alone. In other words, there would be no one here to sexually harass them. In other words, there would not be an opportunity for them to come to work and socialize with other people. And this is the difference. When you go to a man, you say, I have this job, and you will be there, and you'll be by yourself most of the time. men are like, okay, that sounds fucking wonderful. Because we are men, we don't go to work to have fun with people we like. When you go to a woman and say, here's this job, and you'll be there by yourself most of the time, they turn the job down because they're not going to work to do the job. They're not going to work to even make the money. They can get all the free money they want from the government. They're going to work to hang out with other people, to make friends, and to have fun. Let me tell you about Captain Dallas's ability to hire people. A couple of weeks ago, he managed to hire 4 people. Okay. First one is a chick. I don't know yet if I'm going to give her a code name, because first we have to see if she's actually going to last long enough to get a code name, because we go through employees. I have a rule over at Weyland-Yutani, and I just tell people this straight up to their face. This is not a joke. This is not me being sarcastic. I tell people, you know, they start in like, would you come over to this? I say, look, guys, don't take it personally. When you work here for 6 months, I'll learn your name. Until then, I'm just going to point at you, because there's no reason for me to learn people's names until they've been here at least 6 months, because most of you aren't going to make it. So far, the fastest we've had someone drop is 3 hours. Guy showed up, he worked 3 hours, and he came over and said, I can't do this. This job is too hard for me. And I laughed, and Captain Dallas said, okay. And the guy left and paid him for 3 hours, and that was it. I don't learn people's names. So this chick shows up. She was hired, and she's a talker. Because what did we say about women in the workplace? Women are there to socialize. So there's a guy, he's up on the ladder and he's working, and she's standing on the ground talking to him, telling him some stories. And I'm just watching because I'm waiting on other people. That's half of my life as a lighting technician. But I'm watching all this, and it's like she's just standing there and talking and talking and talking and talking. And then she's like, oh, I can't find my coat. And then she's walking around looking for a coat. And it's like, okay, an hour goes by and she does nothing but look for her coat and socialize. It's like, all right, it's not my problem. She doesn't work for me. I don't care. I get paid by the hour. Captain Dallas hires another guy, and he sends this guy's resume over to me. So I open it up and I look at it, and on the resume it says, among other things, here's resume red flags. When the resume says on it that you have experience with computers and Microsoft Office. Okay, that is an indicator that you are old. Because experience with computers and Microsoft Office is something you put on your resume back in 1993. You don't put that on your resume anymore. Because everyone has experience with computers and Microsoft Office. So I'm thinking, okay, this guy's going to be a winner. He shows up. He's, I don't know, 40s. First day, he can't find the Weyland-Yutani office. And I'm standing out front of the Weyland-Yutani office, and I'm watching this pickup drive around in circles. And I'm like, okay, I bet that's him. So he sends a text to Captain Dallas, and Captain Dallas tells him, well, just meet us over at the location where we're working. So the new guy shows up over there. All right, so that's the first day. We made it. Second day, the new guy shows up 3 hours late. And mind you, on the first day, his performance was not exactly spectacular. It's like, hey, pick that thing up. And he fucking picks up the wrong thing. It's like, put that over there. And he puts it in the wrong place. I mean, these were simple commands. It's not like I was asking him, hey, can you do lighting design for Hello Dolly? Right, it's like, take that object that I'm pointing at and put it over there in that corner where I'm pointing. It was really simple stuff. 8-year-old children could have done this. Third day, he doesn't show up at all. So Captain Dallas says, well, I guess I better fire him. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have hired him. Captain Dallas hired 2 other people. did all the paperwork, got everything done. Neither of those people even showed up for their first day of work. Not a phone call, not a text, not an email, nothing. Just didn't show up. And that's the hiring skills we have over at Weyland-Yutani. So we're doing this gig, and we got some people working with us that we brought in. So we bring in temps and union people and shit like that every now and then. And we're working. And one of the people we brought in is this cute little chick. And I'm like, she's kind of hot. She's not exactly my type, but she's hot. And so we're working together, and I'm like, damn, this girl's actually pretty good. She's paying attention. She's doing what I ask her to do. She's got her shit together. So I'm joking around, and I'm saying, hey, Captain Dallas, how come you don't hire this chick? Because I was trying, you know, I'm like, so you give me your contact info, and we'll see if we can, see, maybe I can get you a job. Now, the reality is I just wanted to get in her pants. I mean, she was good at working, but it was mostly I just wanted to bang her. All right. So Captain Dallas comes in and says, yeah, that chick gave me a call and I made her an offer. We'll see what happens. I'm like, well, Weyland-Yutani doesn't pay much. She's not going to take the job. All right, I'm going to have to, you know, I'll work on banging her later on. Well, she took the fucking job. We will call her Ellen for Ellen Ripley. So I don't want to call her Ripley because Ripley's kind of, I don't know. But her code name will be Ellen. Ellen took the job. Now, see, this is where all of you go, but great one, there's this one woman. Yes, I know there's this one woman, okay? When I say women should not be allowed to have jobs, I'm not talking about this one woman. The great one knows there are exceptions, okay? The great one is talking about the 3.5 billion women. The great one is talking about the fucking all the women in Hollywood who only got their jobs because they let some soy boy touch them. The great one knows that there is this one woman. I need to drink a martini. Hang on. God, that is good. This is the first martini I've had in over a week. Oh, this is so good. I've only worked, I think it's 8 shifts with Ellen. Ellen is fucking wonderful. Okay, first of all, she's quiet. She does not run her mouth constantly. As you're saying, I'm pretty goddamn sure she's a girl. I have not seen her naked yet. We'll get to the part where you're not supposed to have sex with people who work for you, but the great one's going to do it anyway. Could she be a tranny? It's possible. I don't want to say no, but I think she's a real legitimate girl. And she can close her mouth and not talk for extended periods of time. In fact, I've already started giving her crap. I'm like, you know, you're really difficult to work with because you just... And she's like, yeah, I know. I won't stop talking, will I? I'm like, yeah, you've really got to shut up. She doesn't talk constantly. She works. She does her job. Which, again, guys, you got to... Some of you may be saying, what's the big deal? No, I just explained to you, okay? The guy who can't find the fucking headquarters, the guy who shows up 3 hours late, the guy who doesn't show... It's like, in our world, finding somebody who can simply follow instructions is a miracle. Which brings me to the next part. She understands things. I think she's pretty smart. I explain shit to her, and she understands it the first time. I have people who have worked at Weyland-Yutani for 3 fucking years who still don't know how to put my lighting equipment in the road case correctly. I showed Ellen how to do this one time, and she does it right every time. I've got people who haven't learned this over 3 fucking years. I show her once, and she's got it. She understands my systems. She figures shit out. I'd be explaining things to her, and she finishes the sentence for me because she knows exactly where I'm going. She has a sense of humor. We've already developed a number of inside jokes. It's like, what the fuck? This is the person I have been looking for to work with me for years. We are like separated at birth. We are like joined at the fucking brain. Yes, hopefully we'll be joined at the crotch soon. Because right now Adam Piggott is out there going, well, is she hot? Have you fucked her yet? How hot is she? Have you put your dick inside her? Come on, great one. Yes, she's hot. More importantly, being hot, she's competent at her job. This is the truly amazing part, because I can find hot chicks everywhere here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. She's competent at the job. So yes, yes, there is this one woman. But the rest of you women shouldn't have jobs, okay? On top of that, even slightly more amazing, because she is cute and adorable and I like her, and we all know that the great one is racist as fuck, she's not a white chick. She's actually brown. I don't know what her heritage is yet, because we haven't got there, because she doesn't talk much. I have to kind of get her to say things because she doesn't run her mouth all the fucking time. It's great. She's a hard worker. She's cute as hell. And she doesn't talk constantly. I could be in love. So you say, great one. Aren't you just sitting here saying that all these people in Hollywood need to find a way to have sex with women who don't work for them and stop being losers? Yes, but you see, it's different for the great one. Everyone. Well, it's different when I do it. So now you're all saying, okay, great one, we can't wait to hear your justification for this bullshit. As you should be. You're all sitting there going, no, great one, this is bullshit. What's your fucking lame ass justification for this? Okay, here's my lame ass justification for this. My lame-ass justification is that I never really expected her to get a job working at Weyland-Yutani. That was just part of me getting her information so I could get together with her later on and bang her. So we'll see what happens. Is the Great One going to try to bang her? Yes. Yes, he is. Could that fuck things up significantly? Yes. Yes, it could. Might the Great One get accused of sexual harassment? Very possibly. Does the Great One really give a shit? Not that much. I don't think she's that much of a stick in the mud, because when we first met, the first time we were working together, we're joking around, and I was talking, blah, 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 and I was saying something. I said, you're not rich, are you? And she's like, no, if I was rich, why would I be working? I'm saying, well, I don't know, maybe you would just be rich, but you enjoy working. Maybe you enjoy doing this stuff. She says, okay, that's possible. Why? And I said, well, because I only date rich girls. So that's why I was asking if you're rich. And she thought that was funny, because she has a sense of humor. Because I don't think she's a loser. I don't think, you know. Then again, it could be front game. Women got good front game. You never fucking know. So far, though, she's a fucking excellent employee, which is also terrifying, because I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Because when you find someone who's this good, who's not, and again, not just good as an employee, but so far all of our interpersonal interactions, it's like we like the same sorts of food, we have similar taste. It's very frightening. So anyhow, we'll see where all of this goes. Don't worry, I'll let you know. I do my podcast from jail, where I'm in there for sexual harassment. You winked at Ellen. Yeah, well, you know, if you saw Ellen's cute little tight ass, you'd wink at her too, because she, oh man, her butt is fantastic. God damn. And that's great. I'm like working with her and we're like doing shit, and I turn around, her butt is in my face there, and I'm just like, ah, yes. Anyways, so that's what the great one's been doing at work. Oh, I got to tell you the story. Okay, how much time do I got? All right, I can do this. I can make it. Because this episode is about work. Things that will happen to you when you unfortunately get a quote-unquote real job. So there's this guy I know. He owns his own company. And it's a construction-related company. He does very specific, very high-end, very quality custom work. Very specific niche product. And he landed two ginormous contracts for housing developments up in, it's like some of the ski towns, like Aspen and something else. Those places, I mean, they're all the same to me. I don't know one from the other. And thus he's sitting here, and now all of a sudden his workload just skyrockets because he's got these two big contracts. Thus, he hires in a bunch of people. He rents another, what do you call it, warehouse to store stuff and to do construction in, because he builds his stuff on site and then he ships it up to the housing developments. He buys this new piece of equipment, which if I remember correctly was $60,000. All right, so he's got all these employees. He's got this new equipment. He's got this new space that he signed a lease for and all this other stuff. And he's slamming and jamming. And dude, they're just, I mean, they're working overtime and they're working weekends. And man, he's raking it in. He hired three additional people to help him manage all of this stuff. These three people to come in and help make sure everything gets where it's supposed to go and make sure it gets delivered and check the quality and all this other stuff, right? It's mid-level managers. He brings in these three people. Well, two of these three people turned out to be incompetent morons. Once again, let us go back to what the great one always tells you. You don't rely on other people for anything that's important. I mean, sometimes you have to rely on other people. I mean, look, if you want bacon and eggs for breakfast, you have to rely on other people to raise the chickens and collect the eggs and put the eggs in the thingy and send the eggs to the grocery store and the bacon. Somebody else has to raise the pig, unless you're doing all this yourself, okay? You have to rely on other people to provide your bacon and eggs for breakfast. But if you really want something done, if it's really important, like for example, oh, I don't know, coordinating your photo shoot, ordering your 3-inch duct tape, running your fucking business and making sure shit goes where it's supposed to go, when it's supposed to go there, you have to do that shit yourself. Or you have to hire somebody like Ellen, who is so fucking amazing so far that she can be trusted with high-level decisions, even though she's only been working there for 8 fucking days, because she's really fucking competent and not stupid. So you gotta, and once again, let me just point out, I hired Ellen. I screened her, and yes, I was screening her for my dick. But the reason I said you should come work here is because I could see she was a, whatever we're gonna do, let's not let the great one do any hiring, because the great one would weed this shit out, because the great one has experience hiring people for, the great one doesn't fucking fall for this shit. Yes, I wanted to bang her, but I could tell she was also a good worker, good employee, and a smart person. But no, Captain Dallas, you keep doing the fucking hiring because you're obviously such a fucking genius at it, because your attrition rate is something around 90 fucking percent. Yeah, you're great. You're doing a good job at that. Anyway, what was that? Oh yeah, the other play. Okay, so he hired three people to help him run the business. Two of them turned out to be incompetent. The stuff that was supposed to get where it was supposed to get, when it was supposed to get there to the standards it was supposed to be at, did not fucking get there on time to the right place to the correct standards. He lost his contracts. Additionally, the two companies that had hired him in these two cities started bad-mouthing his business to other people, and he lost some of his other contracts. He now has a $60,000 piece of equipment, two leases, and a bunch of employees he cannot afford because his business, his volume, thus his income, has plummeted. Why? Because he hired idiots. Not just hiring idiots, but he relied on idiots to do things that were important. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take nothing else from the Great One, if you're a cute girl in a Supergirl outfit, you can take my cock. But if you take nothing else from the Great One, great say, well, Great One, would Ellen look good in a Supergirl outfit? Yes, Ellen would look hot in a Supergirl outfit, or pretty much anything else. It'd look even hotter if the Supergirl outfit was on the floor of my bedroom, but we'll see how that goes. Guys, if you need something done and it's important, you've got to do it yourself. You cannot rely on other people. You can't do it. Other people, they're going to let you down. They're going to fucking let you down. And sometimes they're going to do it out of maliciousness. Sometimes they're just going to do it out of laziness. Sometimes they're going to do it out of stupidity. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why the shit didn't get to the place it needed to get by the time it needed to get there, to the standards it needed to get there. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, you got a $60,000 piece of equipment and a bunch of shit you got to pay for, and now you can't afford it, and now you're trying to figure out how the hell you're going to keep your business afloat. And that's what it's like, having a job, owning a business, dealing with other people. That's why the Great One still maintains that ultimately you should be working towards, and other people say this, Aaron Cleary says this, Black Dragon says this, right? Your goal should always be moved towards, number one, multiple income streams. The Great One's been preaching that for a long time. Multiple income streams, but also you want all your income streams, if possible, to be dependent only on yourself. Or if you do need other people, things that are easily outsourced that you can pay somebody in China or India to do via Fiverr.com or something like that. You gotta look out for yourself, boys and girls, because ain't nobody else is gonna look out for you. And don't wink at me, because I might feel sexually harassed. And then I would have to report you, and I'd go on Twitter and talk about hashtag Me Too and all this other shit. And don't bang your employees unless they're really cute.